Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Oh, hello, Mexicans.
It is good to connect in this way.
It's wonderful. And so what are you talking to us about today?
Many humans would say that they want to be free, and yet do not feel free. And many humans would be able to identify what it is they want to be free from without necessarily being able to identify what they would like in its place. But there is a feeling, there is an emotion, there is a sense what they would like more of in their human experience. And we would say that freedom exists for the human self on the other side of judgment. And the opportunity, the invitation for every human is to let go of judgment to the extent that they are able to. Judgment is a symptom of a mind that thinks it knows. To judge or to label in any way is to hold a perspective of knowing, believing that they know best. They know how to understand whatever it is that they are focusing their attention on. They know all there is to know about it, and therefore they are in a position to make a judgment. And we would say, from our perspective, that it is not possible for a human to know all there is to know about a situation or an apparent other, and therefore is not in a position to judge. To judge is to limit whatever is the subject of their judgment. And of course, this is the tendency of the human mind, to be limited, to have an experience of being limited. And we have spoken in previous conversations about the limitations of human perception, limited to the senses, the limitations of the programs in the mind that mean the human mind is not as open as it could be. And of course, the limitation of linear time, an apparent past and future, which are not available in the present moment. And so when a human says that it would like to be free or to feel more free, this is in fact available, not, as it would say, out there in the world. Many would say that if they had more money, they would be more free, or if they had more time, they would feel more free. These are the effects that the human self is experiencing. And the effects are always the result of energy, some kind of non-physical cause which creates the physical effect. And so in that way, the human self feels unable to experience the freedom that it would like to experience. And the answer would be to look within, because the lack of freedom is the result of the judgments that the human self makes. And if the human self frees itself from judging, and therefore the idea that it knows best. Many possibilities open up, infinite possibilities, in fact. And so we would offer to anyone listening to this conversation an experiment where perhaps they are more alert to their habitual thoughts, where what comes into the human awareness, whatever it is, gets categorized and judged as more this or less that, compared in some way to other situations or other human expressions, all from a belief or a program of knowing, believing it knows. So ultimately, if the human self can let go of the idea that it knows, align with a perspective of not knowing, this will help. This will remind the human self that although a judgment thought may come into the mind, immediately the thought can return that says, it is impossible to say, it is impossible to know, even though it may seem that there is something to judge there, something that is good or bad, something that is welcome or unwelcome, it is impossible to say. And from that state of open-mindedness and not knowing, this is where other possibilities can emerge, and this is where the feeling of freedom that the human self is seeking can flow from.
The first thing that occurs from listening to what you said is just how much we are indoctrinated to think that we need to know in this reality. And what you're suggesting could seem radical. And this human character has and is on a journey with this. And it's one of these things that the human mind can say, yeah, yeah, let go of judgment. But what this human self is noticing, as it is more vigilant, that the practice is of moment-to-moment thoughts. And the more I have been practicing, noticing, is this a thought from judgment or is this a more loving perspective? It feels like it's uncovered a whole world of thinking that was occurring, that was invisible to this human self. Habits of thoughts that have been occurring for decades that have not been questioned.
And of course, from a human perspective, when there is a habit of thought, every time that thought comes into the mind, it is reinforced. And for many, there are thoughts that have existed in the mind for most of their time in form, and the thought is not questioned. It just seems true. And so the practice would be to question every thought as much as one is able to, and to seek the perspective of the non-physical self, the inner being. There will be thoughts that are aligned with your true nature. A loving thought, a compassionate thought, a thought that has no judgment, that just is the presence of who you really are in that moment.
And I've heard you say many times in many conversations, Mexicans question every thought. And I'm chuckling because the human self's response to that has been, well, that's impossible, which is in itself just another thought to be questioned. You talked about freedom existing on the other side of judgment. And when the world of form seems real, fixed, solid and true, regardless of what the aspect it is, what I noticed is that this human self defended, justified, and argued for its limitations. And so there was a conversation with the unseen when the perspective that was shared was, no one's doing this to you, which was not comfortable for this human self. However, it did send it inwards more. And in sending it inwards, what it began to see was that anything the human self thought was fixed and solid and real and true, it wasn't even questioning because it was assuming it was true. And so keeping the limitation in place. What I'm noticing is that the more I practice noticing a thought that's coming up that is a judgmental thought and looking for the more loving perspective, the easier it becomes to do that. And the other thing that occurs is the human self is beginning to notice the feeling of judgmental thoughts that are coming up more easily because they feel different than thoughts that are more aligned with my true nature. And what I'm noticing is how willing the inner being, the unseen, are to show me a more loving perspective. Because there are times where there's a thought of judgment and the human self is just saying, show me a more loving perspective here. And it has to sit and wait. And it always comes. And from that practice, it feels like more freedom is beginning to be experienced. And that just feels delicious, which in turn motivates the human self to question the judgmental thoughts more.
And of course, the basis for the judgmental thoughts is the belief in separation. Without the experience of separation, there would be no separate other or outside world to judge. So this is part of the experience of coming into the world of form, where humans are experiencing relativity rather than oneness. So judgment is based on comparison, and comparison is always based on one's perspective. The other point we would make in this conversation is to remind those who have listened to previous conversations and to introduce to those who have not the idea of the world of form being a mirror for one's energy. And so in terms of judgmental thoughts, these would be energies that are emitted to the energy field that exists throughout the universe. And what you are emitting to the field is reflected back to you in your experience of the physical world. Not so much what you say, but more what you believe. What you believe to be true is what you create as an experience of your life in form. And what you experience in apparent others and the apparent physical world, what you experience as the outside world, is a projection of the mind. And so this is highly relevant when we are discussing judgment, because when you are judging, this must be reflected back to you by your experience of the physical world. And this is why some will speak of, when you are judging an apparent other, you are just projecting your judgment of yourself onto that other. And so the qualities that you find challenging in others would exist energetically within the human self. And the human self, of course, can be resistant to this idea. And yet, it is the basis for the experience of the relative world, the world of form. It is a projection of the mind. So you would not be able to experience judgment from another if it were not within yourself. And therefore, in letting go of judgment and being the presence of love, this changes your experience of the physical world and fundamentally your experience of who you are as a human.
Can you say more about this changes fundamentally your experience of who you are as a human?
Some would refer to this as a self-concept. Who do you believe yourself to be? Or what do you believe yourself to be? What labels do you attach to yourself? What judgments do you have of yourself? What limitations do you apply? And these, of course, are programs. These are stories that the human self is believing to be true and therefore is creating the experience of those judgments. This is the true freedom. As you let go of those judgments of others and therefore let go of judging at all, you become more aligned with your true nature. You become more aligned with the unconditional love and non-judgment of your non-physical self. And therefore, you exist still as a human character with a completely different and expanded concept of what the experience is about. It suddenly opens up in ways that the human self could not have imagined.
Which is what is beginning to occur for this human self.
And perhaps it would be useful to hear an example. Perhaps the idea of, I used to believe this and I no longer do.
I used to believe that I had to be productive and I had to be producing things, that there was something to get done, and now I no longer do. And that has opened up a whole world of possibilities for this human self, because when this human self believed that, it was constantly evaluating and judging every day according to a set of made-up standards, which meant it wasn't actually in the present moment. It wasn't following the energy. It was aligned with the program and so wasn't able to see what was actually occurring.
And therefore, you would describe that as more freedom.
So much more freedom, and there's much more of a lighter energy. There's been a persistent program for this human self about there's somewhere to get to, which is another one that it's given up. And the idea of where am I aligned in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, is again so freeing. And I've spent decades with a human self thinking it had to get somewhere. And so the freedom that is being experienced feels wonderful. And the human self doesn't know. It doesn't really seem to care. It just feels like it's enjoying the adventure more.
And within that energetic space of allowing life to unfold rather than believing there was something that needed to happen, possibilities emerge. So in the letting go of the need to produce, there can be the experience of creativity, engaging with your infinite self. And so events do occur, things do happen, but from a very different energy.
And I'm chuckling because that's exactly what's unfolded. However, rather than a human self that is looking to produce something or for there to be some outcome, the focus is this fun? Am I enjoying this? And if it's no, stop doing it. Rather than the made-up pressure of like trying to make it be something or basically trying to override the energy at the level of form, which this human has tried to do over and over, and it doesn't work.
And so most humans have an awareness to some degree that they judge. They would admit, in most cases, that there are people or situations that they judge. And so this is a good place to start. It's an easy place to start for a human self that wishes to create an experience of more freedom and begin noticing those judgmental thoughts and inviting a more loving thought in to replace that thought, or simply a thought of not knowing. It is impossible to say. It's still neutral and is therefore more aligned with your true nature. And as the journey continues, as you describe, you begin to notice thoughts that have not been questioned, that just seem true, and yet they are judgments. They are not the truth. They are the perspective of that individual human self and would not be applied universally across all humans. Therefore, that perspective is one of judgment from the programs that exist within that human mind about what is right and wrong, acceptable or not, and so forth. So this is a journey of noticing, and it is a journey of letting go of the attachment to being right and the attachment to knowing or believing you know. When in fact, there is much more that the human self does not know than what it thinks it knows. So this idea of accepting the limitation of its perception, there is always more to discover. And with more information, this can soften a judgment, which could be described as initially perhaps taking a hard line on a matter, and yet to introduce other perspectives, other factors would help the human mind to be less sure of itself and more in the energy of not knowing, more neutral, and even reaching a point of compassion or love for a situation or a person where there could in the past have been judgment.
What's coming to mind is how this human self would judge itself for having judgments of others, say for instance Andy, and so it would try and push these judgments away because it was judging itself for having these judgments of him. And with practice, and this is a standing joke in our house, I will happily judge Andy because I know that he's been the mirror for me. It's become something that's quite fun because for this human self, what it can see is turning away from it doesn't mean it's not occurring. And if my desire is to be free, then can I be willing to be uncomfortable? And what I've noticed is Andy is the mirror that helps me become more free because I am projecting what I believe about me onto him. What I notice is how that changes the energy between us, because that energy has been transmuted from judgment into love. And so it means there is more connection, more lightness, more laughter, more intimacy. And there have been times when we've had quite fun conversations where we've been able to share the internal dialogue, each knowing that it's not about the other. And just the utter comedy of what the mind makes up. And I guess I'm sharing this because I would just really encourage anyone who's listening to be willing to judge the people around you because they're offering you treasure.
And what we hear you describing is a lighter energy, seeing the judgment for what it really is, which is made up. The judgment is not a true perspective in as much that the inner being would not hold this thought. It would not judge in the way that the human mind does. And therefore, to see a judgment as a symptom of being human means it can lose its power and can be a source of amusement.
I love that. To see a judgment as a symptom of being human rather than something that defines and identifies who we think we are.
And there is the freedom. The freedom from judgment means the human self is free to experience being human without limitation, to express itself freely, and to create whatever it would like to as a journey into the physical realm.
And who wouldn't want that?
And so we offer this as a perspective from the unseen. It is offered with love, and we make the invitation to those listening to play with these ideas, these opportunities to be more free and to be more aligned with your true nature.
Thank you so much, Mexicans. Flowing so much love, gratitude, and appreciation your way.
Fully received. And we flow love to you and to those listening. Until next time.
Until next time.
A little PS. I just want to clarify that when I said I'd really encourage anyone who's listening to be willing to judge the people around you because they're offering you treasure, that is not out loud and it's not telling them. It's using the judgments to expand your awareness of what your mind is doing. Telling them your judgments of them will most likely create a totally different experience, perhaps one you don't wish to have.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.